Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into the program. I would like to speak to you about something which I have talked to the Mount Gilead Church about, which is the inspiration of God's Holy Word, especially the inspiration of the New Testament. When I say that the Bible is inspired of God, I mean that God breathed the actual words that we find here in the Bible. That's the basic meaning behind the word from which we get inspired. It is God breathed. It comes from Him. The Bible is verbally inspired, not just some general ideas of some good thoughts about what God is like, but instead the Bible is itself the very words that God wants us to hear. When I say that this is something that is necessary for us to know, I mean that if you don't put your full faith and trust that when you're reading the Bible, you're actually reading the words of God, then you really have nothing to rest your Christianity upon. Because it is necessary for you to understand that your full faith and trust can be in whatever it is that you learn in the Scriptures. If the Bible says it's good for us to do, if it's a thou shalt, then you better do it. In the New Testament, we learn of the life of Jesus Christ. Now you tell me where you can go outside of the Bible in order to find facts and in order to learn the direction that Jesus wants for us to go in for our lives. You see people say, oh yes, I want to be close to Jesus. But the only way you can know that you're close unto God, and the only way you can know things about Jesus Christ, and the only way you can know the Christ and what He wants you to do in life, is to go to the Scriptures. There is no other reliable source of information that you can go to in order to learn about Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Timothy, in chapter 3 and in verses 15 and 16, the Apostle Paul told Timothy that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, he says in verse 16. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished or equipped for every good work. Now, in looking at these verses, especially verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Understanding that all the Bible is the very words of God, that He breathed the inspiration into those people to actually write exactly what God wanted them to write down. This gives us a great trust and a great hope, because we are not left just floundering in the world wondering, well, what does God want from me, and why would He make me and then put me here without any direction? Well, He has given us direction, and nobody has ever produced any kind of book like the Bible. Nobody has ever given the testimony and the sure proofs that are behind Christianity and the things that are said in the Bible. Nothing even begins to compare to what Christianity offers in the form of the Bible. Oh, I know the Muslims have their book of the Quran. I know that other religions have some writings too. Not too many out there. There's only about a handful that claim to be from God that have any significance or any significant publication. But the Bible is far and above all of them. It is the story of the true King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And you do not learn of Jesus, and you do not have the hope of salvation apart from the words that are given in this good book. Now, I would like to emphasize to you in the rest of this lesson the importance of the inspiration and of how the Bible claims this inspiration for itself. To be inspired of God means more than just, well, the Lord gave me a feeling that what I was doing was the right kind of thing. When they were inspired of God, they went out as true proclaimers of the Word of God, not something that they themselves thought up. Thus, when the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, that the Spirit speaketh expressly, he's not saying, well, I had an idea that this was a bad thing or this was a good thing. He's saying that the Holy Spirit actually is telling me this, and now telling you this through the words that I write. So, you understand that not only the Apostle Paul, but other New Testament writers which claimed the same inspiration from God, they were giving us the actual words and will of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 12 and verse 49, Christ Himself said, "For I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He gave Me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." Thus, all the statements of Jesus in the Bible boldly proclaim the New Testament's inspiration. For the Father and Son speak as one. Jesus brought unto us the words from heaven itself, right down to man, and that's how He is able to be the mediator between God and men. this man, Christ Jesus, is only revealed unto us through the Scriptures. Now, if you say, well, I've got another source of information, then it's not inspired. It's fallible. It could be wrong. But the Bible, having the actual words of God, will guide you in everything that you might want to do. Now, a lot of people try to give lip service to this. They say, well, yes, I believe the Bible, but then when you actually ask them about their religion, you see that it's based upon something else. Well, I think that the Lord would be happy if I did this or that. And instead of going back to the Lord's actual statements in the Bible, the words that Jesus himself claims were words from heaven, what should be said, what should be spoken, instead they'll go back once again to their own feelings and their own ideas. Well, that's exactly what we should not do, of course. The Lord teaches us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Not, you shall have your own opinions, and your own opinions shall give rise to a diversity of doctrines. That's exactly opposite to what God wants. He wants us all to speak the same thing and be sure that we're following after the same rule. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 shows us this. So then, the Bible is that rule. It is that guide in life. And my point to you this afternoon is that God intended it to be that guide for life. The very purpose of the Scripture is to bring salvation to mankind, the same or common salvation to all of mankind. Jude verse 3. As we were looking at before in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, the Scripture says that it is able to make men wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible does this in the New Testament by giving us the testimony of Jesus Christ, what He actually did and His actual words, His will for us to follow after today. That's what a New Testament is. It's His will for us to live after. I want you to compare Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, and Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. We have this testimony of Christ, and given unto us in the form of the Bible, it is a great blessing of God. The New Testament claims to give us the testimony of Jesus and God's plan for man's salvation. And if you're going to place your trust in it, then that trust should be wholehearted. Because after all, if you say you're going to believe it, you need to believe it completely. Be all the way for God. And not just partly, you know, for the Lord, saying, well, yeah, I think the Bible's a good book, but really, I'm not going to study on it too closely. I'm not going to follow it too closely because, you know, then I would just have an all-head religion and not a heart religion. Well, if you want to know Jesus, and if you with your whole heart desire to live for God, then the combination of the two ought to lead you to a very close examination of the Scriptures, because in them are the words of life. The New Testament claims its inspiration by showing us the promises of Jesus and the fulfillment of those promises. It is recorded in the New Testament that Christ promised His apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. John 16, verses 12 through 15. In addition, Matthew chapter 10 tells us how the Holy Spirit would speak for them when they faced opponents or critics. You know, when they had a hard time and they were under a pressure situation, when they spoke words, it would be the actual words of God, not the words of man. So then you can put your full trust in the words that they gave, those apostles and those inspired men, and that were written all the way through the book of Revelation. The fulfillment of God's promise to them was so that when they recorded the words of these books in the Bible, they would be absolutely reliable, and you can trust in them today. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would come upon the apostles so that they might witness Him. That is, show people that He actually did rise from the dead. We have multiple witnesses, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that tell us that Jesus Christ did indeed rise from the dead. Now, were they just crazy? Were they deceivers? Or do you believe their word? If you believe their word, then it's good for you to study upon it. Dig deep into the Scriptures and find the answers that all, the questions of man, all the questions people have had from way on down, anything you might wonder about, it's there. It's in the Bible. And I encourage you to study upon it today. Well, I might go along this line for a long time, but I think you can see from the Bible now how that we are encouraged to look into the actual book, chapter, and verse. And this is exactly what we desire to do in the churches of Christ. At the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, it is our sole aim to get people to live right by God and by His Son, Jesus Christ, by following after what we know is right, the words of the Bible. If there is any church that can be described as a Bible-believing church, certainly you would say that it is the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. And a part of being a Bible-believing church is to encourage people to come on out and to worship with us and for us to serve God better together and for us together do all that we can to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we encourage you to come on out and see us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. Our worship times are 9:30 Bible study on Sunday morning, shortly after 10 for Sunday morning worship, and at 6 p.m. for our Sunday evening worship. We have Bible study on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Come on out and see us, and you'll be glad you did. For the Mount Gilead Church, I'm Tim McHenry.